What it is?
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor. And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering.
Oh, yeah.
Another episode of Hard Factor. It is Tuesday, March 19th. Our top stories for the day. I'm going to do one about Representative Devin Nunes suing for $250 million for getting trolled on Twitter.
Well, that sounds reasonable. Was he murdered 18 times by Twitter?
Right. I guess so. What? I think he was. Pat's going to do one about the mob boss serial killer.
Yeah, things are getting a little internet-y with this one. Stay tuned.
Interesting. Wes is going to tell us about space herpes.
Yeah, apparently space is stressful, guys.
I guess so. And then Mark will take us through a lightning round of other headlines. All right, let's talk about Devin Nunes being mad online. So the House Intelligence Committee member Devin Nunes, a Republican from California, is suing Twitter and some of its users for $250 million for allegedly shadow banning conservatives and also for allowing people to troll him, even though he submitted lawful complaints to make the trolling stop.
Oh, he asked nicely. What does shadow banning mean?
So the shadow banning thing, that's the first part of it, or that's half of it. Shadow banning has been discussed at length on a lot of shows, like Joe Rogan's covered it a lot, ever since the Alex Jones thing where he got booted off of everything. It's basically right. This like widely held belief on the right that conservatives are silenced by social media companies more than liberals, which I kind of think they probably have a point, but just because the people who review posts work for tech companies in big cities and they're probably just generally more liberal usually.
Well, let's talk about that because like I understand why the conservatives get banned for saying like the ultra right guys, but like what would an ultra left person have to say on social media to get banned?
I fucked my cat. I think like the cat fucker guy.
Okay.
kill Trump.
Yeah. So like I'm so liberal that I liberally have sex with animals.
Yeah, I rescue animals and then I have sex with them and cry.
And they like it.
Yeah. Right.
There's a confusion about liking.
I think their point is more like the Kathy Griffin type stuff.
Yeah. Just right. Being too pathetic.
You're right.
Right.
The Kathy Griffin.
Okay, that makes more sense. Yeah. She got some heat though. She didn't get banned, but she
right, exactly. That's the point. You know, they're saying if that happened on the right, oh, banned city. So anyways, that's not really the interesting part about this story. Let's get to the meat of this story, which are the Twitter accounts who trolled Devin Nunes. The ones named in the lawsuit are GOP strategist Liz Mayer and her company Mayer Strategies, and then two parody accounts. The first one, Devin Nunes' mom, at Devin Nunes' mom. and the second one, Devin Nunes' cow, at Devin Cow.
Is that presumably a cow that he owns?
Yes. That's the joke.
And
I
that's
guess.
Presumably his mom.
Apparently his family has money from farms or something. I don't know. Yeah. His mom and his cow. Those are the parody accounts. The Nunes mom account apparently crushed him relentlessly, saying that he turned out worse than Jacob Wool, which is a great joke, and a bunch of other claims about him being a racist, which probably is over the line. Mayer apparently accused him of being involved in several nefarious business ventures, like all kinds of shit about like cocaine, like shady wine vineyards, like underage prostitution, all kinds of shit. And then the cow account,
sounds
as far
three.
As I can tell, is just a classic troll account that celebrates all things Devin Nunes bashing. So
that's great. I hope that if my mom ever joins Twitter that she cares enough about me to name her handle after me.
Yeah, that sure.
Pat's mom's on Twitter.
Hope my mom never joins Twitter.
Yeah, it'd be that's fine. The cow, the mother account, though, the Devin Nunes mom, that's the only one that's been shut down as of now at the time of this taping. And that's probably just because it's not really his mom. I think that the other accounts, in my opinion, they should all be okay thanks to the First Amendment, which is really the only thing that makes the USA better than dictatorships. And to everybody on both sides of the aisle that are trying to limit the First Amendment these days, Republicans want harsher libel laws and Democrats want harsher hate speech laws. You can all go fuck yourselves because the First Amendment is important to this fucking country.
Hey, Will, that's my take. chill out. We don't want you to get banned.
Yeah, right. That's probably a bannable fucking statement these days.
I think that the cow isn't banned because they just don't have policies on banning animals yet.
Yeah.
Right.
Also, they're just impressed because it's really hard to tweet with hooves.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They don't know what to do about it. They have to work that in. But the mom thing, I think you're right, Will, because the avatar is like a picture of his mom, which is a little bit over the line. And it's just pretending to be, it's like false impersonation.
Right, but
whatever.
The cow account's a clear parody account. Like, dude, you can't complain that people are roasting you too hard on Twitter and get $250 million for it. That's fucking ridiculous.
He's suing him for $250 million.
It's gotta drive you insane, though, if you have, like, some guy that has a picture of your mom just trolling you all day.
I mean, just block
it. They got him.
Yeah, you just block it. But that would be infuriating.
But what is he going to do with the money if he wins?
Just be rich.
Do nothing?
I'm sure he's already very rich.
Retire?
Buy some more.
He's not going to win.
Kids for his sex ring?
Buy another cow.
Yeah, cows.
Taking it to the internet. I'm going to go with two retweets from @DevinCow that they unleashed on Monday night. First is an excerpt from the Nunes lawsuit itself. It's literally just an image of the lawsuit. And it's got some text before the image. It says, "And even falsely stated that Nunes has, quote, herp face. Many of the tweets were vile and repulsive, including tweets that depicted Nunes engaged in sexual acts with the president." And then below that is a screenshot of a tweet from @DevinNunes' mom that says, "Here's a helpful diagram to explain their relationship." And then it shows a human centipede with Putin in the front, Trump in the middle, and Nunes in the back.
Devin Nunes and his lawyer have never watched Human Centipede. That's not a sex act. That's an act of torture.
No.
Like you're not. Yeah. You don't volunteer to be in the centipede. You get drugged and you wake up and your mouth is sewn to someone's asshole.
You're never coming back
your will.
From that.
It's like your kidney's gone, except your mouth's on an asshole.
How upset would you be if you were in a human centipede and you inadvertently like just got an erection? You're like, this is what gets me off.
Would you rather wake up in a human centipede or without a kidney?
I just really like duck
without
vagina.
A kidney.
Of course.
Without of course.
Because I'm helping someone.
Easy choice.
Anyway.
Easy choice. All right. And then next is just a great zinger from Twitter. Devin Nunes, Cal retweeted from Sarah Cooper. Devin Nunes is suing Initech for $519 million because someone stole a stapler. So
Burn.
Nice office burn.
Office Space turned 20 this year.
Did it?
Very cool.
Classic. Yeah.
All right, guys. So as some of you may remember, if you watched our Power Hour on Friday night, Francesco Francali, the boss of the infamous Gambino crime family, was whacked last week in front of his home in Staten Island.
Frankie boy.
Yeah, Frankie boy. The hit was seemingly elaborate and had a Scorsese vibe all over it. The hitman slammed his truck into a parked car outside of Callie's house. Then he rang the doorbell and Callie answered and said, "What she's doing out here?" Then he followed his soon-to-be murderer out into the street to check out the accident, at which point the gunman offed him. Classic mob hit, or ding-dong ditch that escalated quickly, right?
Yeah. Why not just kill him on his doorstep?
Mm-mm. Don't play that way.
Yeah, I mean, that definitely sounds premeditated regardless.
It's definitely premeditated, but it might not be mob-related because when the alleged gunman, 24-year-old Anthony Comello, was arrested for the slaying, authorities started implying that this might have been more related to a star-crossed lover situation straight out of Shakespeare because Comello has no mob ties. Apparently, the mob bosses may have been standing in the way of the shooter having a relationship with his niece. Which needless to say, Carmelo did not appreciate and showed his distaste.
This guy's not Italian enough to marry into the Gambino family.
Not from Sicily, not from the old country.
I think he is Italian, but the way to get his niece's heart is openly murder in public her uncle.
It's an Italian thing, you wouldn't get it.
I mean, if this was a job interview for the mob, he's in, right?
Yes.
I'm Italian.
Yeah.
I would get it. I don't think that works.
Well, I don't know. This is New York City. Crazy things happen there. Look, Camello's fingerprints were reportedly lifted from a license plate that he had handed to Cali prior to the shooting while saying, "Look at what fell off your car there." Okay, here's where the story gets weird, guys, because on Monday, Camello appeared in court in New Jersey and held up his hand, which donned some interesting messaging. On his palm was a QAnon symbol with some choice phrases like MAGA forever, United we stand, and Patriots in charge, USA. And I checked, and that's not a town in America.
Yeah, what is Patriots in charge?
You know what it means. Yeah. Don't pretend. This is not the type of messaging that you'd expect to see from a mob boss killer, though, right?
No.
Yeah, it's weird, right? Which leads
you'd expect no writing and a smug face.
No writing. Yeah. Who gave him a pen? This leads me to my theory, okay? And this is a bit of a take quake. This has nothing to do with a jilted lover situation whatsoever. Mm. That's just a cover story. What's really going on here is the mob has realized that white supremacist fuckboys are the perfect pawns to carry out their dirty work. Here's why. They're easily manipulated, they're armed to the teeth, and no one will ever believe them. It's genius.
That checks out.
All a rival mob family had to do was tell this guy that Frankie Boy was an undercover Muslim with an expired green card and a taste for white women, and bam, that boss is dead.
Yeah, that gets him riled up big time.
Yeah.
What are you doing letting him run your family?
Yeah, flash that shit at the trial. It could just be all planned.
Yeah, then they slipped him a copy of the QAnon book and Invitation to the Great Awakening to ensure he looked crazy, and bam, the perfect crime.
He already had that book.
I like that theory.
Number 7 bestseller on Amazon this week.
Number 7, huh?
I'm going to pick it up. Look, even if Comello did start talking and people started believing him, he's not going to be talking for long, because in court he inched towards some sort of self-defense claim, and he indicated that he may have smoked weed prior to the shooting as if that would somehow relieve him of his crimes. So there's no way he wins with that defense. No. He's going to get guaranteed jail time. And according to a high-ranking NYPD official, quote, he's going to have some issues in jail.
He's going to have his dick shoved down his throat.
Yes, absolutely.
Very much so.
Yeah, probably a lot of Gambinos in jail already waiting for him.
But boys, I'm telling you, you're going to see a lot more mob slayings by seemingly white supremacists. I'm telling you. Keep an eye out. Right. Let's take it to the internet. Mike Maddich says... He says, no one in these comments knows about Q.
Okay, Mike.
And
you think
agree.
He's saying he knows more than everyone else, or are you saying they're all idiots?
No, he's saying he knows more about
Yeah,
about
he's saying these people are woefully uninformed.
He's a Q guy. And that's that story.
I spend 8 hours on 4chan every day.
Oh, he's an 8chan guy, bro.
Okay. So herpes, ever heard of it? You know, the worst STD besides HIV in pregnancy? The one that hides inside your body, making you second guess pretty much everything, especially the bad decision that led you to getting the virus. Well, apparently space is the last place you want to go if, in fact, you do have this son of a bitch. And guess why?
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 Well, because just like on Earth, the virus is activated by high levels of stress. And I imagine being locked inside a capsule for months at a time, unsure of whether or not you will ever get to eat another meal with your family or just get incinerated upon reentry, plays a little bit of a factor on your stress levels as you peer out the window at the very blue round planet.
I can see that.
You pretty much have no chance. You might as well wear the helmet inside the
spaceship
at all times.
Getting over that.
But what if you got frosted glass? You'd be
fine. You just have to like hide. You're like, oh, I'm not going to be able to work the commands today. Yeah. You got to fake being sick.
Yeah.
Around your buddies.
I'm really not feeling well.
What do you mean? It's your day to do the piloting in space.
I'm gonna be
you just got to Tim Tebow that situation and just work straight through the cold sore.
Just embrace it.
Anyone else get itchy when you look out the window? So it seems that both long-term missions to the space station and short-term missions caused over half of astronauts to have a reactivation or, the shedding of the herpes virus, according to a new study published by the journal Frontiers in Microbiology. So 53% of astronauts on short-term space missions and 63% of astronauts on missions to the International Space Station had the virus in their saliva and urine.
Why is this a study? Why the fuck is this
know.
A study?
They're like, everyone like looks at each other after they get through the takeoff. They're like, rah, whew, got through that takeoff. They immediately have just popped out. Everybody's got a cold sore. Huge cold sore right after takeoff.
Itching their crotches.
Feeling the tingle.
Yeah, so...
Oh, Brad, you're not looking too good.
So it's very likely that Elon Musk's new Mars colony, everyone will have herpes because research also shows
week one for sure.
Yeah, yeah, that longer space flights, like the 3-year space flight to Mars, are
one
of course,
long herpes outbreak.
Yeah, more stressful.
They better bring a bunch of cups,
especially if you're not you're not an astronaut. So
you're just locked in a can in the middle of space for 3 years.
It's a little stressful.
Imagine being in an intake line where everyone around you has herpes.
And then you're stressed that everyone can see your herpes. You're,
yeah, it's like you're at Wildwood,
New
Jersey.
Those outbreaks just don't go away the entire time you're in space.
No, not at all. So, however, this does not mean that all these astronauts look like me once every 2 years in February or are constantly itching their junk because, don't lie, everyone has the first one.
We've all played beer pong.
The mouth one, yeah.
The mouth one, yeah. Give me a break.
Have you made out with a stripper? Yeah, of course you have it.
Yeah, you got it.
It's great when you get your STD test back and you're like, oh, no, it's cool.
It's just the one.
Just for a second.
So, or constantly itching their junk because only 6 had symptoms appear. It just means that when the virus is reactivated, it can easily be passed along,
right,
especially
right.
when like when in space and when they get back home. So all you astronaut fuckers out there, be careful. Give it at least a month before you live out that fantasy of getting it on with,
that's
a,
true.
With an astronaut.
Just
that's
take my spacesuit. No, I'm good.
Yeah,
just
but
gonna,
like,
I'm just going to go die.
If there was ever one time to risk it all, it's when you have the chance to fuck while floating in space.
Right.
Oh, God. Yeah, there's no one saying, do you have a condom in space?
Oh, no.
Right.
No chance.
I mean,
you
got to jump on that opportunity. So outside of that opportunity, be careful. But, I mean, if you're in that situation.
Yeah. I would take genital herpes for one shot at fucking in space. 100%.
Flip a coin.
I'd do it.
I'm in.
I'd contract.
No, that's an even trade. Even Steven.
Yeah.
Yeah, so long story short, apparently herpes is as prevalent as in space as cucks are at Elizabeth Warren rally, and tons of astronauts are experiencing outbreaks of not only herpes, but all the viruses that hide in our bodies just waiting to ruin your day, like chickenpox and shingles, and it's all caused by stress, like taking off in a space shuttle, not knowing if you're going to be explode, high G-forces, all that shit that goes into being an astronaut.
We're going to have to land this one in a fever.
Yeah.
Faking a moon landing is really stressful.
Sucks. So going to the internet, James Rosel says, space herpes are the worst.
Yeah, you said it, James.
Doesn't he know it?
You don't have enough on your mind. You got to worry about herpes.
Right.
And then Ian Paulson says, does this affect the space balls?
I don't get it. The movie?
Yeah.
I liked it.
I don't get it. All right, let's take it to the lightning round. Today's episode of Hard Factor is brought to you by Policy Genius. Getting life insurance can feel like assembling the world's lamest jigsaw puzzle. It's confusing, it takes forever, and it's only something old people feel like is a good idea. But if you have a mortgage, kids, a spouse, five cats to feed, and or perform a live power hour once a month, it's a puzzle you need to solve. And Policy Genius can help you do it. No kidding, though. Life insurance and Hard Factor go together like peanut butter and jelly. I think the sales team at Barstool didn't have to put too much thought into this pairing. Policy Genius, the best in the biz, is the easiest way to get life insurance in just 2 minutes. You can compare quotes from top insurers to find the best policy for you. And Policy Genius doesn't just make life insurance easy, they also make it easy. Find the right home insurance, auto insurance, or disability insurance all in one. They'll bundle up for you. So if you find life insurance puzzling, head to policygenius.com. It takes 2 minutes. You can compare quotes, find the right policy, and save up to 40% doing it. Policy Genius, the easy way to compare and buy life insurance.
Living on the edge of a lightning bolt.
Oh, yeah!
Sick of being disrespected as the less flashy element compared to fire, water is being a real dick this week. 10 million people are currently facing flood warnings in the Midwest and Great Plains regions. There's been so much rain, and then the bomb cyclone, which melted, and then the snow on top of the bomb cyclone, which melted, that the Missouri and Mississippi River basins have just burst at the seams, causing some really, really awful and scary flooding. Oh, three man. People have already fallen victim to the flooding, so we're certainly hoping there's some relief in those areas soon. Oh, but wait, but water isn't stopping there. Oh, no.
Why not?
Well, Toto blesses the rains down in Africa.
You're damn
but
right.
They sure as shit are not too thrilled about the cyclone situation.
Toto.
According to Mozambique President Felipe Nyusu, I think that was close.
You got
close.
It.
In a national radio address on Monday, said that Cyclone Idaia may have killed more than 1,000 people. 100,000. Yeah, that's a lot. That's a high.
That's a lot of
four
people.
Four figures.
That's terrible.
That's a lot.
How many people it was like Katrina? Like it wasn't
that's
anywhere
like
near
a
that,
couple,
was it?
Couple thousand in Katrina, I think.
Yeah, it was.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was it more?
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
It was
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Jesus.
Sorry.
100,000 more people might still be in danger, though, so it might be a lot more than 1,000 because the coastal city of Beira has been completely just like completely dislocated, shut off from the rest of the country. Due to
what's up with two cyclones? Two cyclones at the same. I've never. I don't ever remember having cyclones.
You saw Twister when the sisters
cyclone
happened.
Is a hurricane.
Yeah.
Right, but cyclone in Africa seems like just we didn't know our research about that. Pacific
Northwest, I had no idea.
Like by Japan and all those islands, but yeah, didn't know about Africa. So take it easy, water. Leave everyone alone, you fucking asshole. High-ranking Democrats on Capitol Hill are calling for a counterintelligence investigation into the handjob lady that used to own the brothel, I mean massage parlor, that Robert Kraft got busted busting in. It's probably because Lee Cindy Yang,
has also been linked to President Trump and other high-profile billionaires like Berkshire Hathaway founder Warren Buffett. She basically just hosted all of these billionaires' special events. Pretty sure a few petite.
Yeah, she's the best hand job lady in Florida. I mean,
well, she's the best hand job lady provider.
And it's hard to be the best hand job lady in Florida. There's a lot of competition.
It's true.
She has the best squad. So they're, you know, she's bringing her hand job ladies, and that's why they're having her, and everyone's having a great time, and everyone's real impressed by Li Yang's hosting skills. That is probably except ex-Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi, who's like, where is the real party? What is this?
This is not the bunga bunga.
Yeah. It's just a hand job party.
One bunga.
He's so disappointed when he shows up.
One bunga.
And it's just hand jobs.
This pisses me off that they're besmirching hand job ladies' good name. Getting her dragged into all these federal investigations.
It's just a massage for your dick.
Yeah. Should be totally legal.
Let her go.
It's just a hand job. And lastly, Taco Bell hot sauce is probably the front runner for Time's Person of the Year. Why? Why, you ask?
Why?
Why? I'll tell you why. Because it saved another life. For the second time in the same amount of months, Taco Bell's hot sauce has helped save a life. A 77-year-old man leaving a Taco Bell in Winter Haven, Florida on Saturday afternoon accidentally smashed his car into the restaurant while trying to leave the parking lot. And it went straight through about 10 feet into the restaurant and crashed through a table at high speed that had just been vacated by a hungry taco lover who needed more hot sauce. Ooh. Got up to get the hot sauce at the right time, otherwise would have been murdered by a car. The driver, Emmanuel Akawoa, and his wife were unharmed in the accident, luckily. Friendly reminder that Emmanuel is a full calendar year younger than presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders. And that's going to do it for Hard Factor. Don't forget, we are in the midst of 100 new iTunes reviews by Thursday at 5 p.m. Central Time to get you a free Friday podcast.
It's free.
It's totally free. It's a bonus. So go ahead and steal an ugly person's phone under the ruse that you're going to program your number in, and then just leave a Hard Factor 5-star review. It won't hurt them. Nothing can do what a mirror already has.
We'll clean up the mess for you.
Yeah. Also, make sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Hard Factor News, and remember to have a great fucking day.
See you later. Yeah. The way you do it, you play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working.